News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
One of the big things that we're talking about is screen time. We talk about it quite regularly for our kids and the negative impact on it. And I fully admit regularly to you and anyone else who listens that I'm out of my depth. Tell parents what to do.
So this is a scary time of year because for a lot of parents, they may have given a device to their child for the first time. For kids who are starting secondary school, perhaps they're getting the bus on their own. So it makes sense for them to have some form of communication device. But if you are one of those parents who's handed over a device for the first time, there's a few things you can do now that your future self will thank you for. So the first thing I would recommend is if it's an iPhone or indeed if it's a Google phone, both have really comprehensive parental software built into the devices now. So on iPhone, for example, if you're an iPhone user and your child has an iPhone, you can go into the parental guidance mode and you can tie your child's phone to your phone. Not only will you be able to see where they are, so you can see if they're on the bus or if they're at the training or whatever it is, you can also put parameters in place. So you can knock off access to certain apps at a certain time of the day.
I need to ask a question here because I'm a complete Luddite. Do you do that on the kid's phone?
No, you do it on your phone.
So on your phone, you bring in this parental thing and then you stick into your phone their phone number or something and that's what...
Exactly. So it's the Apple ID. So it's the ID, it's the email address, whatever email address you use to set up the phone. And I'd always recommend you have one for the child. Again, whether you're on iPhone or if you're on Android, use Google Family Link, which is fantastic and gives you the same functionality. You can also put things in place. And as a doctor, this is something I'm sure you'd appreciate. You can have it so that the child, if they're holding the phone too close to their face, they'll get a notification to move the phone away from their face so they're not straining their eyes.
I have that on my phone.
It is fantastic. You can also set parameters in place or put parameters in place so that the child requires your approval to download any apps onto the phone. You can also then get a daily or a weekly or a monthly screen time report so you see where they're spending time on the device.
So should parents, like just as a rule of thumb, because generally there's a bit of pressure comes from the kid to get the phone.
Absolutely.
So should it be a bit of a negotiation? One of the things is, you can have the phone provided that we do this, this and this.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have it as a negotiation. It's if you're getting a phone, this is going to happen.
These are the conditions.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think it's really important. And any of the experts I've spoken to over the years would always advise and recommend that you have a conversation with the child. Find out what they want to use the device for. Very often in the early sort of days of them having a phone, it's purely innocent. It is just to play games. It is just to message their friends. But you, the parent, need to have that sort of power dynamic clearly established so that you can request the phone anytime, go through the phone, see what's on the phone, and have a conversation about it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.